This is a podcast from the Angel News Network with author Joel Anastasi interviewing Ascended Master Saint Germain as channeled by Philip Elton Collins.
Good morning, Saint Germain. Thank you for joining us today.
Good morning, everyone. It's good to be here. When you have a false foundation and you're building what you call truth upon that false foundation, then the truth on that false foundation, what you're calling truth, in effect is not true. Here's the tough part for many of you. Advanced civilizations from other worlds were originally seen as gods. They came here to mine resources for their home planet, and which they were abusing very much the way you're abusing this planet now. And they created, through their advanced technology, a species to assist them. There were already primitive humans on the planet, and they were able to interact with these with their advanced technology and create a more advanced species, but not as advanced as they, to assist them in their operations. This is a very long story, and so we shall make it short for the moment. But these beings eventually intermarried with what became human beings. And this is the missing wisdom. It's exactly what has been the evolution of the humans on this planet. The key descendants of these advanced beings eventually created something what's been called the Illuminati and the Cabal in today's language. Also, some of the descendants of these advanced beings became what you call royals, and thought they had a divine right to rule or attempt to control the world. Now, bringing it up closer to the present. Initially, families such as the Rothschilds, the Bilderbergers, and most recently, the Morgans and Rockefellers, came to control world finances through organizations such as the World Bank, the Federal Reserve, the United States of America, and some other sources. Remember, none of these organizations report to any established government. All these families are descendants of the original advanced beings, and they believe they have a divine right to control this planet. In fact, they call it something called divine entitlement. All of this is within the process of being exposed right now and ended by knowing the truth of the foundation of reality. What has kept them in power is that they are hidden, and actually often right in plain sight. They do good work to deflect who they really are. But once exposed, dear ones, by the majority of humanity, knowing that they exist, they can be stopped by being revealed. The exposure of them will shine a light on their darkness. Let's begin having a dialogue about this.
Saint Germain, I wonder. I wanted us to talk about what's going on right now. That's a demonstration of their attempts to preserve their power and control. I thought I would start out by reading this sentence, and we can talk about it. It was taken from something that both you and other higher realms have said to preserve their power and control. Their goal is to keep us fighting by inciting divisions and conflict between race, religion, nation, class, immigration. So they're trying to destroy our bonds with each other within nations and between them through international agreements. And that's exactly what we've been seeing in the Trump administration, both in terms of how he's keeping us in conflict within our nation and how he has been trying to sever bonds and relationships commercially and defense-wise internationally.
Well, what they have done is finance each confrontation, both sides, in order for a financial gain. And that has been their success. And they have often predicated and stimulated the conflicts themselves. And that is still going on into the world today. And they are able to finance one opposition against the other, which creates, as you're stating, a state of chaos and smoke and mirrors and dust, if you will, which prevents humanity from seeing the reality of who they are and what they are doing. The disbelief of their existence allows them to stay in power. So it is time, through the reset and the rest taking place in the global pandemic, for people to begin to see behind the screen, behind the smoke and mirrors, and see who is really attempting to control what they did not create. Now remember, these are all descendants from the original advanced civilizations which helped create what we call humanity. And that is another piece of wisdom and truth which is difficult for some people to believe.
Yes, it is difficult for many people to believe. It gets swept under the rug of conspiracy theory.
Well, they have been taught by religions and other forms of history and dogma otherwise, in an attempt to explain creation. But if you really look at these creation stories, there are sparks of truth behind them. If you take the story of the rib of Adam creating Eve, in reality, that's not very far from what happened with the advanced beings, but because they took portions of DNA and RNA from the primitive humans and themselves and created what became humans. Or if you take the story of Noah's Ark, it wasn't necessarily two of every animal put on the ark, but it was aspects of each of their DNAs which were put onto a laboratory to preserve the species. So there are foundations of truth within the stories, if you care to look deeper.
Well, certainly one of the results of the way things are organized now is you've told us that this was a planet that was created to provide enough for all. And I was reading a really fascinating statistic, an economic statistic that was published by one of the international and the economic councils. In 2015, it's estimated that the combined wealth of the 62 richest individuals is equal to about the same as the bottom half of the world's population, which means about 3.5 billion people. So that's extraordinary. The 62 of the richest individuals have the same wealth as half the population of Earth.
It's actually even smaller than that, dear one. That is a conservative figure of the small amount of people who control the vast amount of wealth. And again, remember, that goes back to the programming of human beings by the advanced civilizations who attempted to control humanity. And that is built in to the configuration, the genetic coding of humanity, which is also in the process of being healed and released through the activation of the spiritual DNA. But you must know the truth of the origin in order for this to be effective. And that's the missing link. Are you prepared? Are you ready to know the truth beyond what you've been taught through some spiritual dogma or existing, quote, scientific truth? Which is not telling the truth.
Well, one has to wonder what's going to make people ready to know the truth. I guess it has to be through
wanting a different world, wanting a world based upon love, equality, harmony, and balance, wanting that and understanding what it will take to achieve it. And what it will take to achieve it is knowing the truth of your existence.
Well, certainly the chaos, pain, and destruction that we're seeing with the pandemics and the economic results of it all are causing people to rethink. And with the growth of autocracies around the world, there's been a major reassessment, I think, underway in all the democratic countries as to what kind of culture do we really want to live within.
Exactly. That is the question you will answer. Your freedom of choice and freedom of will.
And that's exactly what's being presented to us in America as we look forward to this election of 2020.
It is a choice. It is your choice through your free will. Yes.
Well, the only way that everything we have been talking about can be exposed is if there is the full participation of citizens in their governments and their democracy.
More and more of you are waking up every day. As has been explained to you, there are cosmic energies coming in your months of August, October, and November. They're assisting you to raise your consciousness. You are not alone within this. The higher realms are supporting you by the energies coming in from above and below and the inner earth civilizations to assist humanity in fully waking up and becoming conscious. Yes.
Before we end this podcast, that's a fascinating ingredient. Could you just tell us a little bit more about these energies that's going to raise our consciousness?
You've never been alone. You never will be alone. We're always within the process. It is our responsibility, if you will, to assist you within your ascension process. And the reason for that, largely, is we're all connected. Even though we're at a higher frequency, we will go higher still through your elevation as well. There's something called a unified field. So we are all connected, no matter what dimension or what frequency we're existing in, to continue going higher and higher and higher. Does that help you?
Okay, so as we approach this, the elections of 2020, we can take responsibility for our opportunity to create a world of equality, harmony, and balance, and we're having the support of the higher realms. What more could we ask for?
That is a great deal of support, is it not?
Indeed it is. Thank you, Saint Germain, for your wisdom and your information.
We will gather again soon.